I'm Chris Lawrence, and this is the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. If you killed a big buck this year, you might want to consider getting it scored by a Boone and Crockett or Pope and Young representative. I'll tell you how you can do that and why it's important coming up in just a moment. The DNR has a database of big bucks that dates all the way back to the early 1960s, and each year the agency tries to collect as much data as it can on the biggest bucks killed in West Virginia. Tyler Evans is now in charge of the program.
Well, originally it was a big buck contest dating back to 1964, but in 2013 the contest portion of the program was discontinued. However, this is a certification program that allows hunters that legally harvest a deer to come in and get it officially measured by a scorer. We have about 17 of our wildlife managers and biologists statewide right now that can measure deer either for Pope and Young and or Boone and Crockett. So it's an opportunity for a hunter to get an idea of how the process works, and if it meets the minimums for the respective score requirements, it can be entered into the certification program for the state or even Pope and Young or Boone and Crockett if they meet those requirements.
And like you said, there are minimum requirements in order to qualify for the recognition.
If you harvest a deer with a bow or a crossbow, the minimum for a typical is 125. The minimum for a non-typical is 155. In order to be a non-typical, it has to have at least 15 inches worth of abnormal point growth. As far as gun and muzzleloader kills go, the minimums are 140 for a typical and 165 for a non-typical. So it certainly takes a pretty nice buck to be able to reach those minimums.
There are official scorers in all district offices, and you can make an appointment to meet with one of them at no charge.
Yeah, feel free to contact any of the district offices. We have 17 personnel, wildlife managers, wildlife biologists throughout the state that are certified by either Boone and Crockett and or Pope and Young. So just get in contact with your nearest district office and they will get you in touch with someone who can officially score your deer for you.
And keep in mind, to be officially scored, that rack must have dried for 60 days after you killed it. A lot of deer every year in West Virginia will be scored at the West Virginia Hunting and Fishing Show in January at the Charleston Civic Center. I'm Chris Lawrence, and that is the DNR Wildlife Resources Report.